G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning.
Great topic today, hyper dogs. And I'm sure you've seen many hyper dogs during your time. I had one as well. They're good fun, but they're a lot of work.
So tell me about your hyper dog.
Well, Cocker Spaniel, so that won't surprise you. Got her as a puppy, so she was very small when I got her. And she was just crazy. She used to run around the house, jump from couch to couch. We got a dog door, run through the dog door, and one day she ran through it and the glass smashed out or the plastic smashed out. She was a hyper dog, but what I will say is that as she got older, she calmed down. I'm sure you've experienced that as well.
Absolutely. So hyper dogs are quite common, and often it's a situation where, like you said, why cross a couch when you can fly and do all kinds of crazy things. But it does, depending on the owners, it can be a drama in the home. It can be stressful. The dog's always at a high energy and everybody's trying to come home and calm down. So there's a couple of things we can do that allow our dogs to be the expression of who they are, but also to have that balance, a better balance. So what we want to do is we want to capture crazy and we want to put a name to it. So whatever you want to call it, crazy time, go crazy, whatever the word is, but it lets your dog know that now is the time for you to be hyper, hyper, hyper. And then we're going to teach the dog to settle. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to let my dog be a little crazy with boundaries. So obviously, you know, we've got to be careful of dogs going through doggy doors and smashing glass and all that kind of stuff. So we might practice a little bit in the backyard as well. Labradors have that great capacity to do what we call the Labrador skits, which is all of a sudden they're just twirly whirlies. We're going to give that a name, like let's use crazy for this example. But we're also going to use a word that calms the dog down. And so we're going to use settle. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let my dog be hyper and I'm going to go, you just keep using the word and associate it. And I might even give my dog a few little bits of cheese to reinforce to my dog that that's crazy. Then I'm going to have a Kong. The Kongs are a great toy, a great training device, where I'm going to fill up my Kong with maybe some cheese or some liver treats or something like that, and I'm going to put my Kong on a string and I'm going to put it on the corner of the couch underneath the leg.
Okay.
And we're going to put it there and we're going to let our dog calm down and enjoy having fun with that Kong and enjoying that. And I'm going to say to my dog periodically, good settle, so that I'm establishing for the dog, you still can be crazy, but we want to have some limits. So that's a good way to teach a dog that you can express yourself, but at the same time, we don't want you to be crazy and we want you to learn to settle in the house.
Because you don't want to take away your dog's personality, do you, Joe?
Exactly right.
But
exactly
you don't want
right.
to see it all the time.
Exactly right. Sometimes you just need that settle.
Joe's in the studio now. So if you've got a problem with your dog, give us a call, 5444 1071. I'll pass on your problem. Or you can go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.